Advocates of legalizing marijuana in California received some encouraging news this week. On Monday, a broad coalition of supporters announced they're backing a 2016 ballot measure. One of those supporting the measure is Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. This is no surprise. Newsom told talk show host Bill Maher back in August that he's long favored properly regulated marijuana, and he knows the results of legalization here could have an impact well beyond the California state line.
You know, one should not underestimate the impact this will have, not only across the country, but around the world, notably with the cartels down in Mexico. We produce just in the Emerald Triangle, which is that Mendocino, Humboldt area, California, roughly $12 billion of cannabis at wholesale a year.
Though Ohio voters soundly rejected a ballot measure to legalize recreational marijuana on Tuesday, the national sentiment may be changing. Just a few weeks ago, a federal judge in San Francisco ruled in favor of a small Marin County medical marijuana dispensary and against the United States Department of Justice. KLW's cannabis correspondent Stephen Short has been monitoring these issues, and he joins me now. Hey, Stephen.
Hi, Hannah.
Well, campaign posters from Tuesday's election haven't even been taken down yet, and there's already lots of talk about next year's election. What's the situation with legalizing cannabis in California?
Well, legalization here has always been kind of like being a fan of the Chicago Cubs. It's always wait till next year. Big names and big money tend to shy away from this issue, or at least they have. But there has been a game changer, and that's Sean Parker.
The same Sean Parker who founded Napster, the same Sean Parker who was the founding president of Facebook.
That's exactly right. It was widely reported Sunday that he and others have agreed to put millions into the campaign of the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. And one of the other supporters, as we just heard, is Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
Why Gavin Newsom?
Well, he sees it to some degree as a health and safety issue, I think. Here's what he said in Humboldt County when he was there back in May.
I think the status quo is untenable, and that perhaps was the biggest lesson of all. The reality that you can't just turn a blind eye and not see what's around you. It's not working for folks. It's not working for the environment. It's not working for our water quality. It's not working for our streams and rivers.
But regulation proposals aren't working right now either because there are too many of them. That's the big task ahead, getting the various stakeholders together so that they all support a unified measure.
So recreational marijuana has already been legalized in many states, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, the District of Columbia. How is that working out?
Well, one way to look at it is the money side of it, and it's become very lucrative. Washington State collected nearly $70 million in taxes in its first year of sales. Colorado got nearly that much last year. In fact, Colorado brought in $20 million more from the sales taxes on cannabis than they did from alcohol.
I'm talking with KLW's cannabis correspondent Stephen Short about a flurry of activities surrounding the issue of marijuana in California and beyond. Stephen, let's talk about the federal court decision from a couple weeks back. That could change how federal authorities deal with the medical marijuana dispensaries that we already have.
Okay, well, let's start that story from the beginning.
Okay.
The dispensary at the center in this case was the Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana in Fairfax. It's considered to be the first licensed dispensary in the state.
Oh, when did it open?
Oh, it opened way back in 1996. It was shut down by the Justice Department in 2011.
Because the federal government classifies marijuana as a Schedule I drug.
That's right. That means it does not have any medicinal value and it's highly addictive.
And so that means medical marijuana is legal in California, but illegal according to the United States.
You find that confusing? Well,
very.
Well, but it's the truth. So the Department of Justice would sometimes bust California dispensaries that were legal under state law.
Okay.
This has been really controversial for the federal government, as you might expect.
Well, because of states' rights.
Because of states' rights, exactly. I talked with the lead attorney in this case. He's a Santa Rosa lawyer named Greg Anton. And he told me Congress passed a law in 2014 requiring the Department of Justice to stop shutting down dispensaries.
Congress told the DOJ and said, you don't have any funding to do activities that interfere with state law in the following states. They named 32 states, including California. The DOJ ignored the law and has been prosecuting people in California and across the country, as they have been for 50 years or more.
Until last month. That's when a federal district judge in San Francisco said no means no. Anton told me that he's not convinced the DOJ will comply.
And as I've said to the court, if 50 states say marijuana is legal and they still say it's not legal, who is they?
Well, it's the Congress, right? Or the government.
I thought they represented the people. I mean, that's what I thought. I thought that's what I was taught in high school.
So, Stephen, did you talk to the Department of Justice about the ruling?
Yes, I called the U.S. Attorney's Office here in San Francisco, and all they could say was that there are similar cases presently working their way through the courts, and since they're not settled, they have no comment.
Okay. Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome, Anna.
That's KELW's cannabis correspondent, Stephen Short. You can find all sorts of news stories relating to marijuana in Stephen's online cannabis news roundup. Find it at kalw.org. It's updated every Friday.